Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. Is it come on yet?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, he's not up there.
He's not on yet. Judy, not on yet.
Not on yet. Okay.
Minute.
Oh, doggy.
Okay. We are making the connection to the third month of the year, which is Sivan. And we will do that the way to the handout are with the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. If you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom. Scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The link above Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the link to the first days of Nisan, which is where our handouts will be found after one more link. When you open up the days of Nisan, scroll to the third day three. When you open that link, that will be our handout for today. And I will start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkin Tebid, Hilu Urchimu, Uchilu, Uchilu Urchimu. Liakda, L'Shem, Yudhe Bavate. Biyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, La'ehino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Pernei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Pernehu. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, or the year 5778, our current year, is on the evening of May 14th until the sunset of May 15th. It will be 2 days. My mistake, 1 day. The actions that you do today will affect this whole month of Sivan during this coming year, during this current year. The actions that you do positively will impact it positively. The actions you do negatively will impact it negatively. If you keep this in mind, you will be more likely to do positive actions. During this today, it is good to read or scan the portion of the mana. And on our Sivan handout for today, there is a link to the mana. It's recommended that you make that connection, but we will not do it because of time. The permutation, the first connection we make, is to the permutation for the names of God. And in the case of Zebulun, that permutation is Yud Vav Hey Hey for Hashem, and Aleph Yud Hey Hey for Ethiye. And we do the connection as follows by saying the letters with their root vowel. Yo-ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. 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 Yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. Next, we will connect to the Anabakoch and say, please join me. Anabakoch, Gedulat Yemincha, Ta. Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Pacharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shalom. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Tzidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Na'el Adatecha Hekufet Tet Nud Ayin Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan, the letter of the sign of Gemini, are the letters Resh and Zion. The letter Resh created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury. The Zion created the constellation Gemini, as well as the month of Sivan. Gemini is Te'umim is the Hebrew word for twins. The gematria of Resh and Zion together is 207. 207 is the gematria for the word light, which the Kabbalists refer to as the process or the energy of Hashem. 207 is also the gematria of the word Ein Sof, the endless world. Also, the song Adon Olam starts with the two words Adon Olam as a gematria of 207. Adon Olam is master of the universe in translation. But it's also the master of the concealed in another sense. And there are many different meanings to these phrases and words I've expressed to you. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea ta'alumot shinkufav sariyuta. In the Sefer Yetzirah, we have all these different relationships. The planet Mercury is spelled Kaf Vav Kaf Bet. Kaf Vav is 26, representing the gematria of the name of Hashem, Yudhei Vavhe. Kaf Bet is 22, representing all of the energy of the 22 Hebrew letters. The planet Mercury, the word Kohav, which translates as the planet Mercury, but it also translates as a star. This word is, within this word, you have the energy of the light and the vessel in a unity. We will now read the donation, the offering of the tribe of Zebulun. And the Nasi who made this was Eliav ben Chelion. Ba'yom ha'shlishi nasi livnei Zevulun Eliav ben Chelon Karbano Karakesef achat Shloshim u'me'ah Mishkal ha'mizrach Echad Kesef shivim Shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh Shneihem mileim Solet Belula Vashemem Lemincha Kafachat Asara Zahab Melea Ketoret Parechad Ben Bakar Ayil Echad Keves Echad Ben Shenato Leola Seir Izim Echad Lechatat Uzevach Hashlamim Bakashenayim Elim Hamisha Atudim Hamisha Kvasim Bnei Shana Hamisha Ze Karban Eliav Ben Chelon. as we continue through the steps of the ritual, we're going to look at the link with the name Zebulon. It should be noticed that Zebulon had a very unique relationship with his brother, Issachar. Issachar was the king of the Torah. Zebulon would supply the financial resources for the tribe of Issachar so that they could study the Torah. And that was their agreement, that Zebulon would provide the resources in this world, and half of the merit that Issachar would receive for studying the Torah in the depths that they did, half of that merit went to the people of the tribe of Zebulon. And that is still possible to do in today's world with people who are studying the Torah for its own sake. The blessing for Zebulon, on the name of Zebulon, and I apologize because I was talking and passed over something. That's an intended pun. Zebulon is a boy's name, a male name. Its origin is Hebrew, and its meaning is a habitation, the poetic form of a word for dwelling. It also means a lofty house, but it also represents the idea of honoring and exalting. The blessing for Zebulon, he will have a commanding presence and an independent spirit. Another blessing is the word Hamelech, meaning the king, meaning Hashem. That is his blessing, his connection to Hashem through his brother Issachar. The word Tzaveh, he commanded. The phrase Hadan Yechidu, no, Yechadi, my mistake. Hadan Yechidi, he who judges alone. We know in courts we need to have more than one judge. The Shoresh for Zebulon can be two different ones, but the base is the same, Bet Bab Lamed, meaning exactly, meaning on target, meaning bullseye. But if we add the Zion at the beginning, it means a dwelling. This is the Shoresh. The energy verses I'm opening up my link and it's a little slow. Sorry, my scrolling is a problem. So I will have to skip the names today. So I recommend that you look at the links, the information that's available in the links about the name of Zebulon, the name of Eliav, and the name of Chelon, and also the name of Eliav ben Chelon. I'm about ready to go again. At the bottom of the page, you'll see a matrix that talks about the consciousness behind the gifts, the offering of Eliav ben Chelon, the Nasi of the tribe of Zebulon. Regarding all of the offerings, all of the different components, the consciousness of Netanel was that of a king, because the tribe of Issachar is considered the king of the Torah. And this was due but because of the relationship of Zebulon to Issachar, Zebulon receives the attribute also of a king. When the consciousness behind the gift of the silver bowl the bowl is like the sea where Zebulon would have his land. The land of Zebulon was right on the coast of the Mediterranean. And it would also be his trade, as he would go out and trade along the Mediterranean Sea and also England. He would go into the Atlantic as well. The bowl is food that he gave to Issachar as the one who provides the means to do good is higher than the one who does good. The study of Torah is good. Providing support for those who study Torah is even higher, better, more good. Zebulon and Issachar were brothers on many levels. One level was their agreement to share Issachar's Torah study in exchange for Zebulon's providing Issachar physical well-being. And this is actually a manifestation of studying Torah for its own sake. It's an indication that you're not studying Torah to receive for yourself, but because you're doing it to share with others. Why was the bowl 130 shekels? Eliav thought of the 200 members of the tribe of Issachar, his brother and his partner, who became members of the Sanhedrin. The 200 is 130 plus 70. The bowl was 130 shekels and the basin was 70 shekels. And this was his consciousness in bringing both items, the basin and the bowl. He brought the basin because it was like the land where Issachar had his land. Torah is also the wine that Zebulun gave to Issachar as his support to study Torah. Zebulun needed wine to do kiddush, to do certain mitzvot. And that was provided by Zebulun. He brought a gold ladle of 10 shekels. And the ladle relates to Jacob's blessings for Zebulun, which is in the parasha of Vayechi, if you want to look them up. The meaning of the 10 shekels was Jacob's blessing to Zebulun has 10 words. And that's what Eliab ben Chelon was thinking. He brought a young bull as an ole. And this is what he was thinking was Moshe's blessing of both Zebulun and Issachar, which occurs in the parasha of Chazinu. One ram as an ola. This alludes to Moshe's blessing also of the two brothers. A sheep in its first year as an ola. And this also, all three of these offerings were considered part of Moshe's blessing to Zebulun and Issachar. A sheep in the first year, also. The male goat as the sin offering also has a connection to the blessing from Moshe. But as I mentioned yesterday, it relates also to Hashem's asking the nation of Israel to bring a sin offering for the request to the female when the moon on the fourth day of creation said to God, how can you have two kings? And her reward, her effect of the question was to be diminished, or to be asked to diminish herself. She had free choice. But we always know that this will return, where the female will grow to the level of the male, and together they will grow seven times. Always understand it's a two-part to this effect that seems to be occurring in this generation, these generations, since the early 1900s. Some would say the late 1800s. The peace offering consisting of two cattle, five rams, five he-goats, five sheep, all from in the first year. The two cattle refers to the two seas, one for Zebulun and one for Issachar, the seas of Torah. Issachar studied Torah deeply. Zebulun studied Torah every day. The three species of animal refers to the three items that Moshe alluded to in his blessing. The purple fish alluded to by the word sifun, the pickled fish alluded by the word timun, and the white glass alluded to by the word chol in Moshe's blessings. And there were five of each of the three types of animals. And these five relate to the five words in the blessing of the brothers and their partnership by Moshe. And our last discussion today is just to remind you that it is good to give truma or tzedakah each day during these 13 days. Put it in a pushkit, put it in a receptacle that you can then share with truly poor people later on the 14th day. In anticipation and as part of the process of preparing for the Seder that night. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom to all. Have a beautiful day.
Shalom. Thank you.